रामाय रामावतराय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 14 द वाइज काउंसिल ऑफ विभीषण. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. With a sad heart, Vibhishna listened to Ravana's misplaced confidence in his own might, as also to the senseless boast of Kumbhakarna. Then he offered his own advice, supported by weighty reasons. Brother, Sita is like a mighty serpent. Her shapely chest is the terrible hood. Thoughts about her are the cruel venom that deals instant death to others. Her smile is like sharp fangs that undo the minds of the slaves of lust. The five fingers of her hand on which rests her face in grief are its five heads. That serpent, huge of body, need not sting a man. Its mere touch is fatal. What impelled you to go in search of that serpent, bring it home and install it in your house? I pray, dear brother, take her back to Rama this very moment. Take her back to Rama ere the monkeys reach Lanka with bodies like mountain peaks and with teeth and claws as their weapons. Take her back to Rama before his arrows with the speed of wind and resistless as the Vajra of Indra fall on the Rakshasa heroes and lop off their heads. Prahasta, you will go on vainly boasting until the keen arrows of Rama fall upon you like thunderbolts and drink your life breaths. Oh, insensate fool, do you think that Kumbhakarna, Indrajit, Mahaparsha, Mahodar, Nikumba, Kumbha and Atikai can stand before Raghava in fight? Brother mine, though the Adityas and the Maruts guard you, though Indra and the Lord of Death may fondle you like a child on their laps, though you may hide yourself in the sky above or in the nether regions below, Rama will take your life when he wants it. Then Prahasta stood up and cried, we fear not in the least your Devas, Danavas, Yakshas, Gandharvas, Uragas and the Garudas. And now, what is a Rama but a mere man, a Kshatriya boy? Never from such weaklings can danger come to us. Vibhishna was ever intent upon the welfare of Ravana, but his heart leaned also towards the true aims of life, virtue, prosperity and happiness. Of mighty intellect, he hastened to reply to the braggart. You, Prahasta, those whose hearts are ever inclined to vice cannot even dream of the worlds of light. Your plans against Rama will all miscarry, though you and Mahodar and Kumbhakarna and the king himself put your heads together. Can one cross the ocean without even a raft? Rama is an adept in everything. And you and I and all our Rakshasas banded together cannot do him the slightest harm. He will sacrifice all the aims of life, but he will never give up Dharma. He is a Maharatha and knows how to protect himself and his charioteer and destroy the army of his foe in battle. He comes of the line of Ikshvakus who are by nature valiant. He pleases and satisfies all his subjects by his just rule. The worlds ring with the praise of his prowess, displayed in his victories over Viradha, Kabanda, Bali and other terrible foes. He is an expert in the art and science of war. The very gods know not his ways, and how can you hope to know them? You will continue to brag thus until your body is pierced by his sharp arrows, with bent points, decked with eagle feathers, and utterly irresistible. No one can oppose him in battle, either Ravana, nor Atibala, nor Trishiras, nor Kumbhakarna, neither Nikumba, nor Indrajit, certainly not your vaunting self, Devantaka, Narantaka, Atikai, huge in bulk, and Akampan, strong as a mountain, all these are but chaff before the terrible wrath of Rama. Our king is sunk in the pleasures of senses, cruel by nature, he acts on impulse without forethought. And you, his friends in name, are in reality his worst foes. Forgetting his weakness, you encourage his cruel nature and flatter him to his heart's content. You have come to destroy the Rakshasa race. See you not that a huge thousand-headed serpent has your king in its coils? From this deadly serpent, the wrath of Rama, I entreat you to deliver the king, lest it swallows him quiet. Do not sit with folded hands, saying, it is now too late, there is nothing to be done. To this, your lord and master, you owe all good things in life, your comfort, your wealth and fame. And you should ward off evil from him and save him even at the sacrifice of your life. If a man is in the malignant grip of demons of terrible strength, his friends rescue him by any and every means, don't they? Even so, if you are the true friends of his, band yourself together and with one mind and drag him away by the hair of his head if necessary from unrighteousness. Lakshmana awaits like the fathomless abyss to engulf him. Before your king falls into it and into the flaming jaws of the ocean fire, Rama, stretch out your hands, rescue him and drag him back to the shore. What I advise is in the best interest of this Lanka, of all the Rakshasas that live so happily within its walls, of our lord and the ruler and his countless friends. He may not like it, but we must act together and restore Sita to Rama, even if we have to keep our king under restraint. But you may say, we advise our king but to destroy his enemies. Is this not expedient? But I ask you, what is the duty of a loyal minister? He should, first and foremost, examine most carefully the valor and the resources of the foe and those of his master. He should also consider either's period of ascendancy and decline. When the foe is weak and his master strong, then he attacks the enemy. But if the foe be strong and his master be weak, he comes to terms and makes friends with the enemy if the two are evenly balanced. He has come to know of the whereabouts of Sita. His messenger came upon us unawares and achieved his purpose. He brought a disgrace upon us. He has reduced our fair city to a heap of ashes. He has slain our veterans. Now, with myriads of monkeys at his back, he has reached the shore of the ocean. Soon he will cross it. Now his star is on the ascendancy. On the other hand, the capital of our king has been burnt down, his sons have been slain in battle, and so his star is reclining. Hence, you should advise him to make friends with Rama and restore Sita to Rama. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunavdeya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhoomaya Mangalam.